All right, now it's time for us to take some votes. There are two sets of votes that will occur for the two agendas. One is the regular voice vote agenda with several items. The rest of the items are part of what we call the roll call agenda, and we'll do the voice vote agenda first. The items for the regular agenda are listed in the materials distributed to the board and posted. The secretary will read the title of all items. After she's read them, we can discuss any open issues, although I understand that the agenda items have been reviewed in at least one of the committee meetings. And you may have contacted President Easter or staff members for clarification. So I'm hopeful that we have all the information that we need to take the appropriate vote. After discussion, we'll vote on all items at once, and we'll vote as a group. Of course, if anyone is interested to vote uniquely on any one item, that is easily accommodated. Just please indicate to Dr. Keyes that, and she'll record your vote accordingly. Susan, will you, as secretary, please read the list of items in the regular voice vote agenda?
Certainly. A1, approve minutes of Board of Trustees meetings. Number 1, resolution for members of the search committee to assist in the selection of a president, 2014. Number 2, approve incentive-based compensation for chancellor, University of Illinois at Chicago, and Vice President, University of Illinois. 3, approve appointment, Chancellor Emerita and Resolution, Chicago. Number 4, election of Timothy L. Killeen as 20th President, University of Illinois. Number 5, appoint Interim Chancellor, University of Illinois at Chicago, and Vice President, University of Illinois. 6, appoint Chancellor, University of Illinois at Chicago, and Vice President, University of Illinois. 7, appointments to the faculty, administrative professional staff, and intercollegiate athletic staff. 8, appoint associates to the Center for Advanced Study, Urbana. 9, appoint fellows to the Center for Advanced Study, Urbana. 10, award honorary degrees, Urbana. 11, rename the Center for Biophysics and Computational Biology and the Master of Science and Doctor of Philosophy in Biophysics and Computational Biology, College of Liberal Arts and Sciences and the Graduate College, Urbana. 12, reorganize, rename, and revise the Bachelor of Arts in Urban and Public Affairs, College of Urban Planning and Public Affairs, Chicago. 13, eliminate the Master of Science in Human Factors, Graduate College, Urbana. 14, approve tuition rates, academic year 2015-16. 15, approve student fees for Urbana, Chicago, and Springfield, academic year 2015-16. 16, approve rate changes for university-operated housing facilities, Urbana, Chicago, and Springfield, academic year 2015-16. Thank you.
Any discussion of the items that have been read for the regular voice vote agenda? Hearing none, is there a motion to approve these items?
So moved.
So moved. Is there a second?
Second.
Second by Karen. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed, nay. The ayes have it. That agenda is passed. The next session is the roll call agenda. These are items that specifically require a roll call vote where we go around the table. We vote individually by trustee, but we will attempt to do this on an entire collective package. Of course, if anyone would like to vote uniquely on any one item, they can arrange that in how they make their comment. Secretary Keyes, would you please read the items for the roll call agenda?
Certainly. 17, approve project for pool infill renovation, Freer Hall, Urbana. 18, approve project for School of Molecular and Cellular Biology, Center of Undergraduate Advising and Instruction, Burl Hall, Urbana. 19, approve project for renovation and expansion, Civil Engineering Hydrosystems Laboratory, Urbana. 20, approve project for classroom renovation, Turner Hall, Urbana. 21, approve project for West Classroom renovation, Noyes Laboratory, Urbana. 22, increase project budget for parking access and revenue control system upgrade, Chicago. 23, approve master plan, Allerton Park and Retreat Center, Urbana. 24, approve lease for Osher Lifelong Learning Institute, Urbana. And 25, purchase recommendations.
Thank you. I'd entertain a motion to move these items into a roll call vote. Could I have that motion?
So move.
Second.
All right, moved and seconded. Any discussion? Hearing none, all in favor to move into a roll call, say aye.
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 Opposed, nay. All right. Susan, if you would, conduct the roll.
Certainly. Ms. Cave.
Yes to all.
Mr. Estrada.
Yes to all.
Mr. Fitzgerald.
Yes, for 17 to 23, and just as a precaution of procurement, I abstain on 24 and 25.
24 and 25. Mr. Free.
Yes to all.
Ms. Hasera.
Yes to all.
Ms. Holmes.
Yes to all except number 25, I abstain.
Thank you. Mr. Kennedy. Dr. Kortz.
Yes to all.
Ms. Leibowitz.
Yes to all.
Mr. McMillan.
Yes to all.
Mr. Montgomery.
Yes to all.
Governor Rauner, Ms. Strobel. We're done.
We're finished?
We're done.
All right. Well, I'd like to just take a step. We have now officially elected Dr. Colleen to be our future president. I would yield the floor if you have any comments you'd like to make at this point, Tim.
Well, thank you very much. I was a little fixated on number four for reasons that you might have noted, but all the other ones are important too. And it's an incredibly momentous time for me and my family, obviously, and we're thrilled and honored to have been given this opportunity. Quite how it happened, I don't know, but working closely with Bob Easter and all these wonderful colleagues, new colleagues, I can now use the word we in reference to Illinois, and we can do a lot together. We can plan collectively, we can create shared visions, we can put students in the center of all our decision making. Our decision making can be principled and driven by the needs of the state of Illinois. We can succeed and we can have success breed further success. And we can be good stewards of whatever resources we are allowed to use, and we can be wonderful advocates to generate additional resources and voices for higher education at all levels, local, regional, national, and global through engagement. So I'm just very excited to be joining you, to be on your team, to take direction and advisement and insight from the board. And I think we have a chance to reinvent public education, public higher education. We don't need to catch up. We don't need to overtake. We need to invent the future and make it our own and make it world class, if not world beating. And that will take all hands on the tiller. And I'm ready to roll up my sleeves and come and help do that with all these wonderful colleagues. Thank you so much for the confidence in me, the search committee, the board members, and of course, President Easter.
Thank you, Dr. Colleen. We're glad to have you. President Easter, any comments to add?
I was interested in item four as well. And I'm absolutely delighted that the board saw the wisdom in bringing Dr. Colleen to the presidency. And we've had wonderful engagement now for a while, and I look forward to bringing to full fruition and completion the transition. So we're off to a good start. I have no further comments beyond that.
All right. Well, I would just like to, number one, thank all of you for entrusting in me or putting the responsibility on me. I'm not quite sure which of being your chair going forward. I look forward to the opportunity. Tim and I have visited several times about the challenges and the opportunities ahead, and really look forward to you working with us and help and guide us on where we should go from here. So great opportunity, great time ahead.
Thank you so much.
Is there any old business to be brought forward? Yes?
Not Rick? Old. One more thing. As a alumnus of the University of Illinois at Chicago, I also want to take the opportunity to congratulate our new chancellor at UIC, Michael, and I married him, so I want to just say thank you and congratulations.
All right, any new business? Hearing none, I would certainly entertain a motion to adjourn.
So moved.
Second.
Second.
All in favor say aye.
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 Meeting adjourned. There will be a lunch next door for those who can stay over from the trustee group, right?
Right.
So safe trip home.
Yeah.